TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Yes, he is. You're going to have a chance to talk gardening with this man in just a couple of moments, DougOster.com. But the right now, 10th caller, 412-922-1020, wins a wonderful gift certificate to Sorgles. So get calling right now. And remember that number if you have a gardening question or anything in the way of the world that he discusses every day at DougOster.com, dial 866-391-1020. So Doug, I was out past Sorgles the other day during the week, and I just told him off the air, I love those folks, and I know they get busy, but this was like a Thursday afternoon.
Packed.
Yeah. Packed.
Yeah.
But everybody, they're just happy. It looked like a Christmas card.
Wow, and lots of parking, so you can park there. And yes, they are very busy this time of the year.
And
but
their pies are still off
you
the charts.
Can't go wrong there. That's right. Lots of things to get for your gardening, your gardener.
And Janoski's had their open house yesterday, was packed. So, you know, these are really good places to do your holiday shopping.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Especially if you need something for your favorite gardener, which we'll be talking about a little later. I got a list of things that we can talk about. But I've been planting. you won't believe this. I was out yesterday morning. Well, first off, yesterday morning, I heard the first bird calls of the year of the mating season. As the days get longer here in about 2 weeks, we'll start to hear the birds in the morning. You're up in the morning. You should just take a moment to open your ears up and listen.
I don't like mornings anymore. I want to sleep in. I'm going to sleep till like 8 o'clock every day. This getting up at 2 a.m. There's the only thing I hear mating calls, pick me up at 6. I mean, come on, Doug. I do hear the birds and I do appreciate it, but the only snowbird I think of this time of year is Ann Murray, that song Snowbird. But you know, there are so many things going on right now in the world. It's just nice to kind of just look at the snow and just kind of see the seasons changing
and listen to the birds.
Yeah. So what birds are you listening to?
Who are they? I'm not sure what they are. I don't know what they are. It was only one bird was singing, and it was, you know, I was taking the dogs out in the morning and about ready to start planting bulbs, which I'll talk about. But I just heard a bird off in the woods with a call that was unfamiliar because it's a spring mating call. You know, this is when they start. And as I said, as the days get longer,
they start now for the spring.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Every morning you get up. Well, not 2 a.m, but no. Every morning, like if you're up early, you'll hear more and more birds, and that's just the start of the season. So
spring.
So I had these bulbs left to plant, and I got out yesterday and got them in the ground. I just love, I have my gardening clothes there. I get this old pair of Levi's that fit perfectly, that are just nice and soft with a base layer, and then a sweatshirt and a stupid-looking winter hat.
How many did you plant this year, you think?
About 1,000, and I just finished up a couple hundred yesterday, but I ordered another 100. I couldn't resist. I had to. They were on sale, and it was this variety that's brand new, and it has the worst name of any daffodil I've ever heard. It's called Rataplan or Rataplan. I don't know. I looked up the word. I said, "What? Why are they naming it that?" And I looked it up. It's some kind of French word, but it's a daffodil that's a hybrid of one of my favorites, which is one called Jetfire. Jetfire is very early and very reliable. I put 100 or 200 of those in a few years ago, and it's just been wonderful. Well, this one, there are 13 different types of daffodils, from your regular yellow trumpet to multi-flowering things. Well, this one is division 12, which means things that we don't know where to classify them. It is so cool looking. It's this early small daffodil with a yellow flower, but this interesting kind of cone-shaped orange cup with yellow bands on it. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Those hundreds have to go in today because this is probably the last day of bulb planting.
How long will that take you? 100 bulbs?
Not long. Maybe 20 minutes tops.
Oh, really? That's quick.
You know the story. You've heard it 100 times. Yep. The bulb auger. And
he doesn't get paid.
Doesn't get paid until about the power planter auger. But
if you'd like to send me one.
Yeah. No. And if you would like to order one, I get 25%. No, just kidding.
Mention my name.
Yes. I have been digging around finding bargains for the garden. I got a Adirondack. Say that word.
Adirondack.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Chair.
Yeah. They're from Pennsylvania.
Some really cool planters with a kind of a trellis behind it, and then some really nice containers, just, you know, really cheap, just for the next season.
Has there ever been anything that you haven't got that's not really cheap? I'm just like you now.
No. It has to be, almost always has to be something to get a deal on it. That's just that's the thrill for me. That's the thrilling part. I might not even need it. I'm getting a deal on it.
I saw a guy in Goodwill yesterday. He said, "So you really do come here?" And I went, "Excuse me?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Hey, they just opened the new one in Moon Township." So yeah, I get it. If you can save a few bucks, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I talked about this sale last week. It's Tomato Fest. My friend Gary Ipsen, who passed away. I was looking at some of their tomatoes. I placed my order yesterday for tomato seeds. I've got an entire drawer of tomato seeds, but I ordered some. I'll tell you which ones in a minute. But there was one on, they listed all of Gary's favorite tomatoes, and there was one on there that I had grown before that I forgot about. And listen to this. Homer Fikes Yellow Oxheart. And in the catalog it says, seeds originally sent to Gary in 2006. By Karen of West Virginia, who told him this variety was grown by Mr. Homer Fike for as long as his 78-year-old daughter can remember. Beyond that, no one is alive to remember. Well, in January of 2016, Gary received another note from one of Homer Fike's 28 grandchildren, Connie from Aurora, West Virginia, wherever that is. I'm from Aurora, Ohio, which will come into play here in a minute, who advised him that her 88-year-old mother, Eloise, is still growing this tomato and during harvest always has them lined up on her back porch. And so what they say about the tomato, an abundant amount of distinctively beautiful yellow gold heart-shaped fruit up to 3 pounds. Has been one of the greatest tomato pleasures and this was Gary talking, truly a wonderful gift to place in the hands of a loved one or friend, guaranteed for the wow in response, meaty flesh, few seeds, and delicious fruit, sweet flavors. So that's Homer Fike's yellow oxheart tomato. And that Tomato Fest, they just got all sorts of crazy stuff. So I ordered Acres Plum and Acres West Virginia. Those two tomatoes are from this guy that used to call the show, who has passed away, Carl Aker. I ordered Aurora because I'm from Aurora, Ohio, and I'll give some of those seeds away to classmates. An Italian tomato, Agropoli d'Inverno. It's just this little cherry, and it's a like a indeterminate type or determinate type that stays small, and so it's just this bushy tomato. Carol Chico's Big Paste Black Tomato, and then another one of Gary's favorites, Gary Ipsen Gold. I'm also interested in their Dwarf Tomato project. Listen to some of these names. Chocolate Lightning, Dwarf Audrey's Love, Lemon Ice, Purple Heart, Tasmanian Chocolate. I've grown Tasmanian Chocolate before. It's a good one. And so this is the time to do planning, to think about what tomato seeds you're going to get, or if you're going to grow from seed or plant. Just these different varieties of tomatoes, it's just so much fun. We all have our favorites, but adding a couple new crazy ones and weird ones, this is a good time to be doing that.
Who's coming up next?
My friend Jordan Molino from Phipps is our guest today. She's going to tell us all about the Winter Flower Show, and it is spectacularly beautiful, but also filled with whimsy. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about the show.
She's coming up next with Doug, the Organic Gardener, on KDKA.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm joined this morning by my old friend, Jordan Molino. She's the Associate Director of Exhibits at Phipps Conservatory and Botanic Garden. And she has been designing the Winter Flower Show for many, many years. Maybe we shouldn't even say how many, Jordan. So welcome to the show. It's great to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
Give me the full name of the show this year.
This year's show, this is Holiday Magic, Winter Flower Show and Light Garden. This year's theme is Wild Winter.
So tell me about Wild Winter.
Oh, this is such a fun show. Lots of topiary animals, lovely varieties of poinsettias, easily 20 varieties with some brand new on the market. And we're celebrating how animals get ready for winter and celebrate winter as well.
What will I see when I walk into the palm court?
The palm court is set for a bird theme with two giant topiary storks carrying a holiday magic banner above you. These storks are so beautiful, made out of feathers, preserved salal leaves, and different materials that we collect throughout the garden to make these topiaries. And then, of course, in the center is an 11-foot-tall Fraser fir being decorated by a series of cardinals. And they're carrying berry garland and beautiful ornaments, all made out of natural materials.
Well, I know that when you design these shows, it's done a year in advance. Tell me a little bit about the process of creatively coming up with a new theme every year.
It's a wild process. And you're right. We start well over a year in advance. And in fact, I'm already working on next year's show. But, you know, it's always up to me to come up with a couple of different ideas or different themes that we can pitch for the next year. Things, you know, that we haven't done in the last decade. Got to keep it fresh, got to keep it new. But we think about things like what are going to be the big wow factors? What are people going to come into the rooms and say, oh my goodness, wow, this is beautiful. So I think about those moments and I think about how we could encapsulate those in a bigger theme.
Do you get a chance to walk around the show when people are out there looking at what you've done?
I do. I do take a walk in the mornings and check out how people are reacting to the show, and lots of photo ops, lots of guests stopping for photo ops. This is a really great place for that, for your family and for your friends.
One of my favorite things about your designs is the color blue. I love how you use in different areas the color blue for Christmas. Before I saw your designs, I always just thought red and green, but I love how there's blue in different areas.
Doug, it's so funny that you say that, because our production greenhouse team, who grows all of the crops for the show, always say to me every year, Jordan, you must be obsessed with the color blue because it's in the show every single year. And it's true. It's a really beautiful, I mean, obviously there's a variety of shades of blue, but using things like plectranthus and pansies, a cool weather pansy for this time of year, to get a variety of blues and purples in the room. And it really helps to offset a lot of those warm colors that you might typically see this time of year.
And I always discover a new variety of poinsettia when I see your shows. So give me one or two that are there that are something special.
A new variety on the market this year is called Red Ribbons, and it's a really beautiful bright red bract. And the leaves in the bract are, it's called oak leaf shaped. So it's more lobed and a little bit wavy, more like curly ribbons that you would see. So that's a new variety on the market, and you can see that in our South Conservatory. And one of my favorite varieties is Tapestry. Now, Tapestry is, a beautiful kind of like cherry red bract, but the leaves are variegated lime green and regular green, and it's just a really striking combination.
And I guess if you're talking topiary animals, you've got to have penguins, right? It's Pittsburgh.
Yes, we do have penguins, and they are enjoying a snow day. We went a little whimsical with this display. The topiary penguins themselves are made out of preserved magnolia leaves and a variety of materials, again, from our garden. But they're mid-snow day, so one's making a snowman. The snowman itself is dressed with a boxwood garland scarf. Of course, those botanical details are really fun to bring to life. Other penguins are sledding down a hillside planted in Euphorbia flurry. It's kind of like a small white euphorbia related to the poinsettia. And of course, having a snowball fight.
I always tell people this is the way that I would see the show. I would go in the afternoon, but then stay for the nighttime. That's both inside and outside. Do you concur with that?
I agree. I think that's ideal. You know, some people love to come around 3 or 4 p.m., be able to see the inside conservatory show as the sun is setting, and then be outside in our winter light garden to see that magic as the sun has set. You know, about this time of day, it's about 4:45 for sunsets.
Well, the winter light garden is one of the treats, I think, of the show, because that is such a cool outdoor space, and with just interesting shaped orbs, I guess would be the word.
Yeah, and all new this year, the lights in our orbs and cones dance to music. So they're coordinated with the music that's playing out in the garden, and you can really see those lights dance. We've created that garden of the orbs and spheres that kind of look like shrubs and trees as well. So it's a really beautiful addition.
All right, so I've got to ask, how many years now for the winter show have you been designing it? Do you know?
Gosh, it's over a decade.
And what do you get out of it? What do you get out of doing this job and creating these shows?
Doug, this is my favorite time of year, and I love decorating for the holidays. My team and I light and decorate over 20 holiday trees for this show, and it's one of my favorite things. So we have a big old warehouse of very well organized ornaments and ribbon and fabric that we pull out for the season. And a really fun part for me is thinking about the theme for each tree, how it can be decorated, in what colors, and thinking about ways that we can make new ornaments for the show every year.
And for this show, it's probably a good idea to get tickets in advance, right?
Absolutely. Best to get tickets in advance to ensure that you are getting a ticket for the time slot you want to come visit. That's very easy to do on our website. And for those who would like to visit at a time when it's less busy, certainly not around the holidays, or Mondays through Wednesdays are always best.
So you can get all that information at the FIPS website, but also at DougOster.com. Give you all the information for the show. And Jordan, before I let you go, what do you want people to get out of that visit to your show?
This show is absolutely beautiful. It's fun. It's wonderful. It's a great place to be when it's very cold outside. Come inside to the conservatory, warm up, and hopefully get a little bit of beauty and joy added to your holiday season.
Jordan Molino is the Associate Director of Exhibits at FIPS. She has designed the Winter Flower Show, and I know that it's amazing because I've seen pictures of it and videos. So, Jordan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, it's time to give away a gift certificate to Janoski's. They had a great Christmas open house yesterday, so happy days for one and all at Janoski's. Great place to visit the holiday season. Great poinsettias, Christmas trees, everything that you need. But if you are the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you will win a gift certificate from Janoski's. Now, this is what you need to do. Any gardening question you need answered right now, any idea for gift giving, just some thoughts in general, you want to talk to Doug, now's the time to get on the phones because we have every line available and we're going to take nothing but phone calls till 8 o'clock, 866-391-1020. Doug.
I like that rejoiner there, a little.
Who was that?
Watching the detectives.
Oh, okay.
Elvis Costello.
He's great, man. Pump it up. God, how old is he now?
Oh, he's gotta be 70s, I would guess.
Well, I remember when he hit it big, man. There was nobody like Elvis Costello.
About 78, I would guess, was like the first.
And whenever I think of him, I think of Cheap Trick. I don't know why, but I do.
Same kind of era.
Yeah.
So two favorites for winter. Amaryllis and paper whites. And I grow both. And paper whites are either love it or hate it because of the fragrance. And that's how it is. Whenever I post my paper whites, people say I can't stand the smell. My wife actually can't stand the smell, but she puts up with it. They're such both so easy to grow and would make good gifts for a gardener too. You can get an amaryllis already in a pot and ready to go, and you just hand it over to them and they put water on it, and in several weeks you'll have flowers. Same thing with paper whites. Paper whites are cheaper, $1 a piece, and you don't need to do anything. You can put them in water, you can put them in soil, you could just put them in rocks and water and they'll just do their thing. The thing about amaryllis and paper whites is they both can be made to come back year after year. And I never knew that about paper whites. I had left them in the greenhouse over the winter and where they weren't getting watered. And I just looked over there one day and there was a spot in the greenhouse that just was leaking and it was, there was rain dripping on that pot. All of a sudden the paper whites came back again. I was always taught with paper whites that you grow them, and then you just throw them to the compost pile when you're done. That's it. But you can get them to come back and bloom again. And I've got some in the greenhouse right now, actually, that came back. They didn't bloom. I need to bring them in, and hopefully they'll bloom again. But with the amaryllis, all you really have to do, and the paper white's the same way, so you get this new bulb, and it's ready to go. It has everything it needs, and you just put that into a pot that's just about as big as the bulb, maybe a little bit bigger. Just start watering, but don't overwater, and then it will bloom. And after it's done blooming, that's when the work starts. And we remove just the flower stalk and leave the foliage. And then that foliage, we just treat it like a house plant until we get around to another like 6 months, 8 months. And then we put that bulb into dormancy by stopping any fertilization or watering, and it just goes dry. And you'll lose that foliage. And the reason we don't cut off that foliage is the foliage feeds the bulb. It gives it the energy it needs to flower again the next year. And if there's not enough energy in that bulb, you'll just get foliage again. You will not get a flower. And so mine, you know, I get a new one every year, but I've got them all over the table where my plants are. And they'll just bloom when they're ready. You never know when they're going to bloom. It could be during Christmas. It could be in February. It could be in spring. I like to take them outside and grow them in the shade during the summer. They like it out there, like the humidity. And then, you know, as we started talking, this is a good time to start planning. When we're out in the garden, you have the bones of the garden, the big trees and the shrubs, and you just get some ideas on what you want to plant and where you want to plant it. I'm so lucky in my daffodil planting that I know where everything's going. I've mapped it out, and all I got is these last 100 that are up on a hill. It'd be an easy place to get. When I was planting yesterday with the auger, you have to kind of let the soil determine where you're going to plant. So I was working a new hillside, filling it with these bulbs, And there are certain areas at the top where it was like all clay, and I just kept working my way down to where, you know, leaves have been thrown over the side for who knows how long. And when I find some spots that are nice and soft, that's where I start putting the bulbs in. And so it's not a precise, exact procedure. They'll go wherever the soil is good. Well, let's talk a little bit about Christmas gifts for gardeners. This is the time. Number one thing, and when I used to host the show with Jessica, she always said that her mother said a gift certificate wasn't a real gift, but that is the best gift for a gardener because they can get something that they want or need. You know, you certainly don't want to buy something that has a size unless you're exactly sure, like I'm thinking, you know, garden shoes or something like that. But that gift certificate is the number one thing. Every gardener needs another pair of good hand pruners. We call them bypass pruners because the blade bypasses the other blade. But a good one, you know, $50. Whenever you're buying tools for a gardener, you want these tools to be able to be passed down to the next generation. Rob, you're distracting me. You got the Three Stooges up on your screen.
Oh!
And I'm laughing as I'm watching the Three Stooges.
They were the best. I don't know how that got there, but it's there.
Yes, it is.
Look at the grouse. Look at the grouse.
Big, pretty containers. You can't go wrong with a container for a gardener. And that's what I was talking earlier in the show, that I had put... bought some inexpensive containers, a set of three. They're really beautiful and big, and they're going to be nice for the garden. Gives us something to do. And the other trick I like to do for a gift is you buy your favorite gardener some seeds that you want the crop. So let's say if you love beets, go get a couple packets of beet seeds and give it to your favorite gardener, because gardeners love to grow for other people. I grow all sorts of stuff for other people, peas for the grandkids, hot peppers for my son and hot pepper Dave. Just it's fun to grow for other people. And so if you have something that your favorite gardener is not growing that they should be, seeds of something like that will be good. Small statues, gnomes.
You like that stuff?
Stones. I love that stuff.
Me too.
I love that stuff. And, you know, even we were talking off the air about our parents. My mother gave me just like a little plastic angel. I still have it in the garden.
Oh, nice.
I think of her. And that's what, you know, little decorations, solar lights, stuff like that.
You know my favorite is?
Hmm.
Virgin Mary.
I got a couple of those. That's I got one of those Virgin Marys cheap. The head was knocked off. I just glued the head back on.
I got to get one for my old place, but we're kind of like mine the last couple of years. But that's like my favorite. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And if you knew your favorite gardener wanted something like that, you can get it right now. You know, go to one of our sponsors and get it. A pollinator house is a really cool thing. Or you could make one. Or you and the kids or grandkids could make one for your favorite gardener. Another thing that gardeners love, mushroom growing kit. Oh, that's the most, it's fun, Rob.
Mushroom growing
yeah,
kit.
Yeah, you just get this block of like stuff and you just water it and you get these giant fresh mushrooms pop out of it. Gardeners love that. And they could do, you go again, like you water it again and it'll do it again. It's fun.
Oh, that's kind of cool, like a chia pet.
Yeah, exactly. Nice watering can, nice harvest basket. I wish I had a nice harvest basket. I always end up just having one of these just cardboard boxes.
I like bird baths too.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. What else can you come up with for gardeners? Bird bath's a good one. Little fountain.
Yep.
Like you could have a little...
My dad had a fountain and he loved it.
I love my fountain.
You know what? There's so much you can do and you don't need a lot of space either.
No, you could actually, with a little fountain, you get a little solar powered fountain if you don't have power out there. And just, they have got all sorts of different stuff.
Old cast iron, like lawn chair, like just sitting in the middle of the yard. Someone just plops themselves down after cutting the grass, takes a couple of gulps of water out of the garden hose. Nothing better, man.
You can't drink out of the garden hose anymore. You're not allowed to.
Whoops.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's something.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What are they going to do, arrest you?
No, I'm not going to arrest you, but there's like something bad in there in that hose or something.
Is this the police? I was just going to tell you, that Pratt guy's drinking out of his garden hose again. Come on, dog.
Freeze, gardener.
Drop the hose and step away from the spigot.
Drop the nozzle and step backwards.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's something like in the hose, like the new hoses that you're not supposed to drink. You're not supposed to drink out of the hose.
Okay. I'll make sure that I stop doing
it. And you've been doing it a lot, huh? Explains a few things.
Anyway, we're going to take a short break. And we have Nancy.
And we'll talk to Nancy when we come back.
Let's talk about her cactus plant and drinking out of the garden hose. We'll be right back. Here we go. Let's talk now. 866-391-1020. Here's Nancy in Arnold for Doug Oster. Hi, Nance.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is about prickly pear cactus.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in Sicily, Doug, did you see this plant growing all over the place?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And it's okay, something.
Well,
go ahead.
I have this cactus, but naturally I know mine will never produce fruit because our climate isn't conducive to a prickly pear cactus. But it makes a beautiful fruit. Now, we used to be able to buy that fruit in the stores, and you'd see it like this time of year, around the holidays, but I don't see it anymore.
Well, first off, a prickly pear can fruit for you growing outside here, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, they are hardy in our climate. The fruit is amazing, but
absolutely.
Yes, they are getting hard to find. I'll tell you a little story about how I fell in love with prickly pear cactus. My wife and I went for our 25th anniversary. It was the first time I'd ever traveled, and that was almost 20 years ago. And we were meeting up with her cousin, who we hadn't seen in 26 years. He came here and visited, and he had a bunch of prickly pear fruit, and I was just like, oh, these are amazing. Well, the next morning, there was a giant bowl of prickly pear fruit that they had gone out and collected to be sure that I got my prickly pear. So do you have the cactus growing now inside, outside, or you're just interested in the cactus?
No, I treat it like a house plant.
Okay.
I keep it. I take it out in the summer.
Okay.
And then I bring it in the winter.
Does it flower for you at all?
It never flowers. It grows.
Okay.
You know, it keeps making more cactus, but I don't get flowers, or I don't get.
So if it was a true, if it was a true prickly pear, it could grow outside. Growing up in Ohio, my neighbors had it growing on the side of their house, and that was when things were much colder, and Ohio was colder, and it would have these beautiful yellow flowers, and then put on that red fruit. And yes, we saw them everywhere in Sicily. It grows wild there.
Right.
I'd be tempted maybe get another one in this spring and throw it outside. Give it a good spot in full sun, and then maybe you can actually get the fruit.
Yeah, I could do that. My cactus came from East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got it decades ago. I've had it with me for maybe 20, 30 years.
Well, you're taking good care of it then, and you're not overwatering it. That's also the
no,
key.
No, I'm not. If anything, it's probably, you know, thirsty most of the time. Okay.
All right, Nancy. Thanks so much for
your
call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, we got a couple minutes before the break. I know you have a lot of stuff you want to cover.
Well, you know, let's talk about Poland. I'm taking people to Poland in June. It is going to be awesome. We're going to see the country, go across the country, see four amazing gardens too. And I've been having a lot of fun doing my travels. My last trip was Sicily, southern Italy. And of course, that was wonderful. My wife saw Poland last year and she told me it is amazing. If you have, you know, your family's from Poland or something like that, it'd be a good chance to go back there and take a look. And as I said, we're going to see four really cool gardens too, besides seeing all the major cities and going out to the countryside. And it's just going to be fun. It's all at DougOster.com. Right now, going on is Dazzling Nights at at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. And then we just talked about it earlier in the show. We got the Winter Flower Show at Phipps. Both those things are something you should see. Dazzling Nights is just, it's something you've just never seen before. And then I just love going to the Phipps Winter Flower Show. Go early in the afternoon, like 3 o'clock or something like that, and then go through it again when it gets dark, and then go outside when it gets dark, because that outdoor area at Phipps is really beautiful, really nice. And it's a tradition. A good family tradition. As far as the garden's concerned, it's planting time. Seed, you know, looking at seeds. I ordered my tomato seeds, which I really don't need, but I want to grow some different varieties. Every year I grow something a little different. And again, like any other gardener, it's just I grow all these different tomatoes and I'm giving away 90% of the different varieties, but it's fun to see what people do with them and experience them. It's going to be a good season. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting my bulbs planted. I'll be done today. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right. Sounds like an Engelbert Humperdinck song, but empanada is what we're going to be talking about. Somebody's like, Engelbert Humperdinck. I haven't heard that name in years. Anyway, empanada is some Latin flavor to savor. Coming up, Sol Pato will be here next hour with Frank and I. And we got lots more still to come today, so stay right here on KDK with your Pat Pack. Rob Taylor has got that news minutes away at 8 o'clock.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.